Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Techotastic. Your host Chris here. I know it's been a while. I have got my other tooth removed. I'm feeling a lot better. It's a little bit of a bummer that I couldn't save it. They wanted $2,000, and I just, you know, I'm paying $2,000 for that. So just had them pull it, and I'm finally feeling a lot better as far as, you know, everything healing up. So on this episode of Techotastic, I wanted to talk about technology that should stay and technology that should go, in the sense that a lot of technology does hit their end of time. For instance, the cassette player, obviously. You know, technology goes through its entire life cycle. Thank you again for tuning in and checking us out and hitting that like button on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. You can find all the content on there. Before we jump into the topic of the show, let's go ahead and talk about some technology news. This is stuff that caught my eye and just, you know, just various technology topics that you might be interested in. The first topic is going to be about Apple's augmented reality smart glasses that could be in the works. Now, this is very speculative at the very moment. This article is today, the same day of this recording, so yeah. And essentially, Apple could be working on some top secret shit right now. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that Apple would be developing a augmented or some sort of virtual reality AR application with their operating system and with their ecosystem. So let's just dive a little bit into this article. So the Apple document, it was acquired by Gizmodo apparently, and in the document it said that an employee experienced eye pain after using some sort of prototype. It's very, very vague. Doesn't say what the actual thing is, if you know what they're wearing over their face in terms of this device. However, that's what they're pulling from this, and Gizmodo is speculating that it could be some sort of smart glasses. You know, something could be beaming on your actual lenses, or the lenses themselves could be translucent LCD screens, similar to active stereo glasses. And there's already been some rumors, apparently, about Apple developing an augmented reality device. And people are saying it could be working with the iPhone and, you know, similar to how Google Glass was proposed. So that kind of caught my eye. It is interesting to hear that Apple is working on augmented reality. And our next article, funny enough, gosh, you're fucking going to think this is an Apple podcast, but this is another Apple article, and it essentially shows that Apple has a permit to use self-driving cars in a section, I believe in LA. Could be wrong, but it's definitely you know, just a nice little section. So their self-driving prototype car, I'm not sure if the let's just get this straight right now. I don't think they're actually building a car. I think they're using software. They're using, you know, an application as far as putting sensors on it, Apple sensors or whatever you want to call it, and using that feature set to actually perform a self-driving car. I don't know. It could be a fucking actual Apple car. That would be pretty insane. Probably only would come in two colors for the first 5 years, though. But yeah, that is very interesting to see that Apple is making headway in the self-driving cars. And as you guys know, I am extremely interested in the self-driving cars. I think that is going to be the next leap in society. It's going to allow us to do a lot more. We'll have a lot more time to do things. It'll be obviously a less stressful experience throughout the day if you're not having to drive. See, that's what people don't, you know, understand. They're so used to doing it. They're so used to sitting in traffic and hitting the throttle and stuff. You'd be amazed. And I mean, obviously I haven't tried it myself, but fuck, I can only imagine if you're just looking down at your phone and the car's driving itself. It's driving itself. And you have no worries. You don't have to be, you know, because there's tons, I'm sure there's tons of people, probably some that are listening, that do text and drive, or look at their phone rather, because that's really what they're talking about, looking at your phone while you're driving. And you know, let's just get it straight right now, you're driving at 60 miles an hour and you look at your phone for even a second, you're going, you know, at least, I would say at least 20 to 30 feet. So look, I'm not judging anyone, whatever, but you would have a lot less stressful experience in a self-driving car, that's for sure. So it's very exciting that Apple is making all these new facets of technology in their lineup. It's nice to hear that they're actually innovating. That's something that they're not really known for, and this is the first time I've really seen them innovate in a big bad way. So go Apple on that one. Okay, so the next article I want to talk about is SpaceX. They successfully landed their SES-10 rocket. So it took off in space. I actually watched it live. It was beautiful. It was fucking awesome. Had a little tear in my eye. And it took off in space, got up to a certain level, and detached itself, had a two-phase step in this mission to, where one part of the rocket would go off into orbit or wherever it was meeting up at some sort of thing, which it successfully did. And the other part of the rocket, obviously the whole point of these rockets is to reuse them. So this would be the second time that they successfully use this rocket. So it's proven to work. You can reuse rockets for space. It's a pretty insane time to be living in, especially for space exploration. And I was listening to Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan Experience. Let me just get this off my chest. Eddie Bravo, what has space done for humanity? How about passion? How about, you know, giving drive to human beings and setting that fantastical mind that a kid, maybe you had at one point, that you lost it in, for some sort of reason, because you've watched a few YouTube, you know, fucking videos on there, and it, because it bends and wobbles and whatnot, you want to say that you're a freaking visual effects expert. Look, I've worked on 25 films, and sometimes I have a hard time disconcerting what's real and what's not. And let me just get this out in the open. I think that you lost your way, man. You definitely lost your way. Space. If you don't look up and feel a powerful feeling that there's so much more out there than what there really is, then damn, I feel fucking sad for anyone out there. But anyways, let's move past all that. And we're going to talk about just one tech bargain of the week. And the one tech bargain of the week, that's going to be the iRobot. Oh yeah, no, I'm not talking about the film, alright? I'm talking about the Roomba 650 series vacuum cleaner robot. You're going to get that for $281. That's 26% off. That's free shipping as well. Straight on Tech Bargains. And of course, I'm going to go ahead and link everything up on the Facebook page to where that deal resides. You're actually going to save $92. Damn, $92 in this robot. You know, this robot's going to clean things for you. Fucking, you know, if you got a cat, the cat will ride it. It's good times. And, yeah, so check that out on facebook.com/ETAcast. And you can purchase this robot for the low price of $281. I think that's a pretty good deal. So the topic of the show, I wanted to talk about things that should stay and things that should go as far as technology. Now, given that Apple already basically shown the entire world what they think about the 3.5 millimeter auxiliary jack, the port itself, you know, that being the headphone jack, they axed it out of the iPhone. You know, it's funny because I see people buying CDs now, and it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? This is backwards. it's super funny to see technology empires actually use their influence and their clout to go, you know, fuck this entire technology. Fuck it. Look what Apple did with the whole charging cable. I mean, with all their cables, really, it's all proprietary. So, all right, I don't want to start hating on Apple. So, technology that should stay. Let's just get the technology that should stay out in the open. This stuff should grow with us and continue to evolve. So, technology that should stay. The first one I have on the list, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's going to be cameras. Obviously, that should stay, and it should definitely grow in various forms, such as augmented reality. Or your car, for instance. You see a lot of dash cams around YouTube, and I guarantee you, when all these self-driving cars are going to be relevant, the sensors are already going to provide the capability of having a dash cam, so you always have some sort of camera, and so, you know, essentially you'll have control over your entire life as far as what you want to do with it. So a lot of people like watching that stuff on YouTube. So I do believe that cameras do need to stay around, and they need to evolve, and they haven't really evolved too much in the sense of new features. They've definitely been honed down. It's a damn near perfected technology, the digital camera. It's going to be interesting to see it just getting shrunk down more and more. There'll be more and more form factors for it. You know how we might be able to pop in a contact lens, and our viewfinder is our eye, and boom, we can just snap the fucking photo with our eye. So next up on the list, it's going to be another no-brainer. It's going to be screens. Screens, that just being any sort of IPS display, you know, just nice 4K, 8K displays. A lot of people might think that screens might go away, you know, as far as TV and stuff, but I really don't think so. I think people will want that sort of tactile feel. There's definitely a market. There will always be a market for someone having the biggest TV in the entire world, and, you know, it does this and it does that. And, of course, you can actually pack in technology with something physical. Whereas your wall or whatever, that's only, you know, it's just a flat wall. I do believe that will be a option in the future. You know, your entire wall will be your TV, if you will, and it can be built in when the house is being built. In that sort of respect, it'll, you know, be some sort of IMAX experience or some shit. However, I do think that screens will stay around. Just purely because, well, one, next on my list is smartphones, which we'll get into, but, you know, just there's different things that screens make things so much easier. You know, they save paper, you know, you're going to a store or whatever, a restaurant, and they have these LCD screens and everything's on the menu, or, you know, the menu's right there on the screens, and it's easy peasy, boom. The form factor of screens are going to be shrunk down as well. They've already been shrunk down, but we're going to be able to flex them fairly soon. In the next 5 years, I do believe that'll be a consumer market an item as far as a flexible OLED screen. So next on my list is going to be smartphones. Smartphones, yes, there's a lot of other technology companies that do think the smartphones are going to go away. However, I don't think so. The fact that, you know, we use it to connect ourselves with other people, it's never going to go away in that fashion. So we're always going to have some sort of phone-like feature, whether or not if you're wearing it on your head or you're holding it in your hand, that's essentially going to be a smartphone as well. So if you can make calls with it, it's definitely going to be around. And who knows? I mean, there could be some sort of, you know, crazy application that gets created and you're able to do just hollow communications, and that's the new thing, and no one uses phone calls anymore. So who really knows? But I do believe that smartphones are going to be around as far as something that you hold in your hand, because there's so much that you can get done with smartphones, right? I mean, my phone in particular has a 41 megapixel camera. That's fucking huge. You know, that's great resolution for the things that I want to get done. And going back to the camera thing, that is one of those innovative things that I definitely opted for when I purchased this smartphone in particular. So next on the list is going to be USB, Universal Serial Bus. And I'm talking about the cable itself, only because there's so many different devices, there's so many different reasons why you might need a USB cable, and that sort of, that's that application that, so many devices use USB, and if you axe that entire, that whole system out, if you actually kill that technology, you know, that means there's so many different things as far as mice and keyboards and fucking Wacoms, external hard drives, everything. It's tons of things. I do think that USB needs to stay around. It does need to develop a little bit more, but it is one of those technology that is very honed down. With USB 3.0 and USB-C, these actual new transfer rates are amazing. And so it should be a no-brainer that next on my list is the auxiliary audio 3.5 millimeter port or jack. I do think it was a very stupid idea that Apple decided to take it off of their phone. Come on, it's not that big. It really isn't. And the phones are fucking slim enough. They really are. Way slim. You don't need them any slimmer than what they are right now. I mean, come on, man. You gotta have that existing technology, and you can't just eliminate it. And you can't just make an excuse and go, oh, well, you can get some sort of attachment and don't lose it, and, you know, don't worry about it, because you got the attachment, but you can't charge your phone and listen to music at the same time, unless you got the double attachment, in which case we'll see you at the Apple Store. Don't lose it. Those are different devices, technology that I do think that should stay around and develop a little bit more, evolve. So let's go into our technology that should go. Technology that should go. There's really not a lot that I can see that should go, because us as human beings, we figure out pretty quick what's efficient and what's not efficient. It's I do believe it's a very instinctual thing for us to understand that something is harder than it needs to be, and we don't use it. So, however, you know, one can say with coal, and when you get coal and solar, it's like, hey, which one do you want to use there? And there's some sort of fucking debate. But technology that should go first on my list is going to be disk drives. Disk drives, man, this is crazy. I mean, you have a mechanical drive that comes out, collects dust, you know, and you got to put this fucking CD that you might lose, and there might be a scratch on it, so it might be unreadable. It's just not viable in this day and age. Just having the whole CD, I get it. People want that novelty feel. However, it needs to go. Disk drives are just completely obsolete. DVDs, Blu-rays, they're just obsolete. Don't care what anyone says about that sort of reason. Oh, well, we need to be able to watch our movies and whatnot. You know what? Gamers have to fucking download their 40 gig game. They have to actually download or sit there. Sometimes these games are 60 gigs. Sit there and fucking download 60 gigs. So I think you can download a 15 gig fucking Blu-ray. I don't think there's a market for it anymore. You know, as far as selling newer Blu-ray players and all this other shit. And you know, you can lose the fucking DVD and the Blu-ray, and you have to just constantly keep it monitored and make sure where it's at. It's just a hard thing to sell to people nowadays, I feel. So next on my list is going to be consoles. PlayStation, Xbox, all these different things, I do think is going to go away. A lot of people would disagree with me, and I'm going to tell you why I think that this is going to happen. One, you can't upgrade consoles at all. That's it. You buy the console, and maybe next year they'll fucking make some sort of stupid little small tiny little tweak to the hard drive. You get a little bit more space because, you know, these games are 60 gigs. And to add insult to injury, you know, they're releasing fucking new iterations of consoles now. And the only feature, and I hate to fucking just point the finger at Xbox right now, but come on, the only feature is HDR, high dynamic range lighting. Are you fucking serious? Half-Life 2 standardized that shit. So, this isn't a new thing. I don't understand why this stuff gets like just tiny little tweaked and then people go, whoa, yeah, let's fucking buy it. But really, consoles are a dragging ass right now. There's not a lot of hype around consoles or interest for that matter. I don't need to go into the list of why a PC is better than a console. I really don't. You can fucking write a book on a PC and play Skyrim. Can't do that on a console. So there you go. And you cut a movie as well. So, you know, I do think that consoles are going to be phased out. Now, Project Scorpio, Microsoft's new console that's coming out at the end of this year, I believe, 2017, or next year, who knows. It does look pretty interesting to me. That's only if it has just default virtual reality, augmented reality capabilities. I can only justify consoles being around if the package just comes as the augmented or virtual reality experience. I don't think that there's any use for it trying to compete over your fucking source on your TV. You know? Keep my shit on my computer. And last on my list, see, I'm not just poking fun at consoles. I do think that laptops are going to be phased out. And what I mean by this, I mean the form factors of laptops. Now, the traditional laptop, okay, with the fucking the mouse pad, and you got the keyboard, and that's it. That's the only input you have. No, I'm talking about, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those kind of laptops. So I do think that, yes, of course, there's going to be that option of having, you know, a keyboard and a fucking screen and it being mobile. But I do think that you're going to be able to detach every single device, and you're going to be able to touch it and blah 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 this, and slide it up and throw it on your TV and do all this shit. But the traditional laptop of it just being one sort of unit, it's only the keyboard and the trackpad, and that's all you get, I do think that's going to be phased out. So that was my list of technology that should stay and technology that should go. If you think I missed something pretty dramatic in this list, you can go ahead and write to us at techotastic@outlook.com. Or if you have something to maybe add in this list, go ahead and suggest, or any sort of new future topic that you would like me to go over in future episodes. Don't forget to check out our other podcast at ETA Cast Network. Remember to hit that like button. That's facebook.com/ETA Cast. You can find Trust Me, I Have a Beard on there, as well as different archive podcasts and the Did You Beat It podcast, in which case I do need to get back on that now that I'm feeling a lot better. I can't express to you guys enough, if you have dental problems, if you're feeling just a slight pain, even if it's just very slight, and you're just like, oh, I'm just going to ignore it, it's all good, I'm telling you, it's not going to get any better. I lost two teeth at this point over it, and they're both on either side of my mouth, so it's not like, you know, the one that I got originally pulled, that's the reason why this other one, no, it's just, it's not keeping care of my teeth. Honestly, when I was a, you know, kid, and fucking middle school around there, I was playing EverQuest a lot, and I was drinking a lot of Mountain Dew. So I was around like 12 years old or so, and just didn't really care. Now I'm paying the price. But definitely saving them now. I'm flossing all the time and, you know, brushing my teeth 3-4 times a day. Scraping my tongue with this tongue scraper and rinsing my mouth out and doing all this shit. So I'm pretty sure I have the cleanest mouth in Florida, at least. Alright? Hear that, ladies? Thank you again, everyone, for checking this out. Listening to this episode of Techotastic, hitting that like button on Facebook. This is Chris here, and I want everyone to have a Techotastic day. We'll see you next time.